Hi and good evening. This is Jeff Adams from the Icebox Radio Theater welcoming you to Radio Icebox Season 2, Episode 11, Blindfolds and Sad Farewells. And before we get on with the episode, do want to remember some of the wonderful folks that make these shows possible. Our patron of the episode that's on Patreon is Eric Levine. Eric, thank you so much for all your support of the Icebox Radio Theater. Members, we have three we want to mention this time around. Caleb Silvers, our very own Caleb. Thank you, Caleb, for your support of the IBRT. My good friend, Jerry Stearns. Thank you, Jerry, for all that you do for Icebox Radio and for audio drama in general. And Tom Sutter. Tom, thank you so much. We couldn't do it without you. And our super member of the episode is super indeed. It's Bill Murlock. Bill Big Train, thank you so much for all that you do for the Icebox Radio Theater. We certainly couldn't do it without you. Okay, well, the season is starting to wind down. Things are getting exciting in Icebox, Minnesota. So let's go right now to Season 2, Episode 11. It's Blindfolds and Sad Farewells on Radio Icebox.
Icebox. The smell of spring is in the air. The sound of snowmelt is everywhere. If you close your eyes and just listen, it's almost perfect.
Or you could open your eyes.
No. Don't do that. Just listen. We'll be back with this wonderful sound-only radio program right after this.
What?
Hi, it's Woody again. Well, looks like we survived another winter. Not that we couldn't get a blizzard last minute that would snow us in and starve us out. Grocery store could miss a single shipment, we'd be eating each other inside of a month, it's true. Anyway, probably won't happen. And spring is coming on, so think about fishing, why don't you? We got all the usual stuff down at Woody's. If you don't think we do, just show up for once. I'll get you ready for open water, late ice fishing. Oh, it's not too early to think about hunting next fall. Especially since having a new gun would be a good idea if anything happens down at the grocer's. Just something to think about.
Woody's Bait Shop and Guide Service on Beach Avenue in Icebox. Open alternating Tuesdays, 1 to 5.
Plenty of ammo, too. Might want to stock up. You never know.
Woody's!
Good advice.
No, it isn't.
Well, we'll just see.
What?
We got a weather forecast over there, Cody?
Yes. And the good news is, it's looking like spring.
Well, I don't know about the looking part, but spring is always good.
Yeah. And the bad news is, it's spring in northern Minnesota. Sunny today with a high in the mid-50s. No chance of precipitation.
Nice.
Tonight, snow showers and overnight low of 9 above.
Okay, I'm beginning to see the issue here.
Tomorrow, expect rain and 73.
Seriously?
Followed tomorrow night by clearing skies and temperatures in the single digits below zero.
Okay, I think that's enough forecasting.
I told you, spring was weird.
Currently 37 degrees in Icebox, 38 up the road in International Falls, 3 above Celsius in Port Francis. The National Weather Service has issued a misplaced joy warning for our area as residents gaze out at the mud, dead grass, and sand left over from the melting snow as if it were somehow beautiful.
Spring will do that to you.
I blame the mold smell. More after this.
The curse of winter is lifted, so it's time to get started on the real curses with Weird Sisters Floral and Garden's annual spring sale. All this week, come in for mulch, bedding plants, lawn supplies, and all the mummy powder you need to get your backyard apothecary ready for warmer weather. New this year, bound editions of Necronomicon are available in cowhide, pighide, and mystery skin while supplies last. PDF versions for all your electronic devices are also available. And if you come in Saturday afternoon, there will be free hot dogs and balloons for the kids, plus a crystal love charm for mom, including one free recharge with purchase. That's Weird Sisters Floral and Garden, across from Graves Manor on Lake Street in Icebox.
Time now for news headlines on Radio Icebox. This is Fern Newgrowth reporting. Area children playing in the woods near South Lake Street have reported making contact with the monster that has plagued our community for several weeks. The creature, described by some eyewitnesses as, quote, an abomination of Lovecraftian proportions, and described by others as, quote, real weird-looking, is apparently capable of intelligent speech. The children claim the creature means no harm and just wants to be left alone, although he did inquire about the possibility of obtaining a library card. The municipal library and liquor store said something could be worked out if the monster could produce proof of a local address. Police were called to the home of Major Rideau Tuesday evening to investigate reports that hotspots on the Rideau property were boiling the water in neighborhood houses. Rideau apologized to his neighbors, explaining that the hotspots, described as circular areas of intense heat without any obvious cause, were not created by him, nor does he have any explanation for their existence. The spots, which were apparently sunk deep underground, had intersected with water pipes leading to neighboring houses. Police warned Rideau to correct the problem as soon as he could. Rideau pledged to fix everything once he's gathered the necessary tools. But he wanted to wait until Saturday for the big sale at the Garden Center. Before you know it, it will be time for potato chips and fresh vegetables again at Lake Grocery. Come in today and mention this ad, and we'll take 10% off your bill just as a thank you to Radio Icebox. If you don't mention the ad, it's 15%. Also on Saturday, noon to 3, you can meet Lawrence Blockenspiel, maker of artisan charcoal briquettes. Lawrence combines different kinds of coal with materials like mesquite and sage, then presses them into a block and carves each briquette by hand. Come ask Lawrence questions about barbecuing and pick up some of his handcrafted, numbered and registered briquettes at just $10 a dozen. Kingsford is always on sale, 10-pound bag for $3, but don't tell Lawrence he's sensitive. Spring is here at Lake Grocery, where credit is available and the smiles are always free. And we're back.
Oops. Are you okay, JJ?
Fine, I just have to find the pencil.
Okay, I think everyone in town wants to know what's up with this.
What's up with what?
Why you are wearing a blindfold.
I'm not wearing a blindfold.
JJ, you knocked your microphone over.
Of course I didn't, that's silly.
If you're thinking nobody knows, you're wrong. People have been calling the station and asking about it all week.
They have?
They've seen you all over town. How did you do the news, anyway?
I memorized it. And I'm sure people don't want to know anything about
this.
No,
they really do. You can't do radio blindfolded.
That's not true. You just have to get organized. Like, I have the control panel all memorized, and I know the music for the next segment is right here.
No, don't. The kill switch for the whole board.
Okay, I got it. It's this switch over here. We'll be back after this word from Gloria's Beauty Salon. Okay, that's not the right
one. You're one switch over.
I know. Do you have the soundboard up?
Yeah, but I think it's set to wacky morning DJ mode.
No, we never use that mode. It's right here. Okay, or maybe it is right
JJ.
Over. I got it. This is...
I'm happy.
Okay, that isn't it either.
What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to find the commercial card.
Okay, it's just up and to your left. Your left.
That's not... Wait, what happened? You engaged the special effects engine. All right, Mitt, I admit there is some work to be done, but I'll get the hang of this. So now it's time for a word from our sponsor.
Fatality.
Not that word.
Hi, this is Larry at Icebox Hardware. Happy to announce that spring is officially here, so the extra security is going to be let go. Now, I'm real proud of you all. We hardly had any incidents this year, and as a thank you, we're going to be holding a Bash the Snowblower event this Saturday at 3 p.m. We got a sledgehammer, and for just $1 a whack, you can go to town on a Toro snowblower, all proceeds to benefit the Special Olympics. Now, I know from experience that this event always creates a lot of emotion in people, so my wife has set up an aromatherapy area in the store over by the paint. She'll help you calm down, process all those complicated feelings. Donations accepted. Downtown next to the Nutcase newspaper, and thanks for not burning the snow shovel this year.
Come in, it's okay.
No, you're having lunch.
No, come in, it's okay. I nearly have this worked out. Sandwich is at 6 o'clock, the apple is at 10 o'clock, and the cup of coffee is at 3 o'clock. Okay, maybe it's more like 2:30.
I had a question for you.
Could I wait till I clean up that spill? I had a towel around here somewhere.
Sit still before you hurt yourself.
I won't hurt myself. Much.
Oh, are you okay?
I'm fine.
I just need to sit here for a little bit.
You ran into your desk.
Yes.
With a body part that's not designed for that sort of thing.
That's true, too.
All right, seriously, what is this thing with the blindfold?
I'm just trying something.
See how much pain you can live with?
No, but that does seem to be part of the process.
This is weird. And you were always one of the least weird people in town.
Well, if I kept living here, it was bound to happen.
You're avoiding the question.
There was a question?
Why are you wearing that stupid blindfold?
Oh, that. Well, like I said, I'm trying something new.
You're lying.
How can you tell?
Something in your voice.
Good. You'll do good in the New World Order.
What?
Abby, please just trust me. This is something I have to do. Besides, there have been plenty of blind people in radio. They usually really excel at it.
Are you saying you're going blind? Oh my God, JJ, are you okay?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine. They're just, this is something I want to do, okay? I just want to see if I can be a better broadcaster without, you know, seeing.
Okay, but if you're going to do this, get a cane or a stick or something. You're going to break your neck.
I'll be careful.
And if you hurt yourself too much, will you please take off the blindfold?
I promise I will. This is just something I have to do.
As you keep saying, just be careful.
Something we all have to do.
Shouldn't we wait for Sam?
He told us to go ahead, and I wouldn't think you'd want Sam here when we get Rogers back.
Well, I don't. I just don't want to be accused of something untoward.
Such as helping a murder escape?
No one has been accused of murder yet, gentlemen.
Not technically, anyway.
Now, how does this device work?
Well, in theory, it should identify different resonant frequencies within the duct that shouldn't exist together and separate them into like and like, then split them.
How is this even possible?
That's part of the mystery of these ducts. Somehow, that creature contains the mass of both itself and Rogers. All we're going to do is separate them.
Except that Charles told me that it will happen naturally.
And Sam doesn't want to wait that long. We've been over this, Barbara.
Will it harm them? Or even...
Oh, no, no. I think it will be a relief.
The mass wants to separate. We're just giving it a little push.
Yeah, about 4.3 gigawatts worth.
Good heavens. Can the wiring take it?
One way to find out. Ready, Cody?
The readouts say everything's ready. Power is stable for now.
All right. Barb, just put the duck down on that pad and step back.
All right. Should I have eye protection?
Probably. Ready?
Ready.
On my mark. 3, 2, 1.
Charles.
Oh, that was one cramped duck.
Oh, Charles, are you all right? Are you... Good heavens! What is that all over him?
Ectoplasm, maybe?
Doesn't exist.
That's why I called it ectoplasm. Nobody can prove me wrong.
Are you all right?
I'm a little confused. Where's Cynthia?
I beg your pardon?
Cynthia, my... Oh, there she is.
I don't understand.
Thank you, my dear. It was most generous of you.
Fascinating.
Charles, please explain yourself.
Jealous?
Well, of course not. Well, a little.
These creatures aren't really ducks. I'm not sure what they are, but before we were separated by these gentlemen, cleverly done, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Before that, we were quite intimate. Your mass occupies the same physical space as another creature's, and you get to know them pretty well.
Well, just so long as you're here now, I'll help you up.
Don't bother. It wouldn't do any good.
Whatever do you mean?
Barbara, I thank you for coming for me, and I thank you for bringing me back, but I'm afraid my time is past due.
I don't understand.
Don't you see it? Look at my face.
He's aging.
Right before our eyes.
Hospital. We have to... Cody, help me get him up.
No use, darling. No use.
Oh, nonsense. We'll get you to the emergency room.
Barbara, please. I don't have time, and... I've got to tell it.
Oh, Charles.
It's all right. It's all right. Are you there, Mr. Riddell?
Yes.
You built these devices that make a person go back and forth between dimensions?
Oh, my grandson and I, yes.
Destroy them. Destroy them all. Y'all are in great danger.
How do you know?
I've been there. I've seen what it's like. 40 years ago, I was flying over Belize in my Cessna, and I flew into something. Can't explain what it looked like, but I believe now it was a portal through another dimension.
The Bermuda Triangle?
Near enough. Point is, I flew in the years 1975, and when I flew out, it was 2005.
That's why you look so much younger.
That's it, my boy. Or near as I can guess. I landed my plane in Mexico and started working my way north, figuring out the 21st century as I went.
Oh, don't talk. Rest.
I'm sorry, Barbara, but I don't have any time for that. I can feel myself coming apart.
Major, what's happening to him?
I don't know. We don't know anything about what interdimensional travel actually does to a person.
Charles, do you know what's happening to you?
I'm coming apart at the seams, Bob, darling. I'm sorry, I must be a sight.
Oh, no, no.
He's returning to his age, his real age.
There must be some relationship between the resonance of the atoms in his body and the time in which he was born.
Does that mean that different times produce different resonances?
Like each time has its own signature. This is huge.
This is gigantic.
Cody, Major, please. Can't you do something for him now?
Don't, Barbara, don't. Everyone's clock winds down eventually. Wasn't a man in my family live past 75. I'm overdue. I only wish... Well, I wish a lot of things, but I only wish I could have found you sooner.
Oh, Charles.
Cody, I do apologize for striking you like I did. I panicked when I found out you were looking into my past.
So, you really are...
I am the Charles Rogers who did a horrible thing in Houston in 1965.
No, Charles, don't.
I must, my dear. I can't leave with that on my conscience, but it's unimportant now. You'll have to be on guard. You'll have to destroy that equipment.
Why? Tell us.
The other dimensions. I've seen things. Horrible things. They're intelligent beyond any measure. You cannot risk them coming here.
Who?
I don't know who they are or even what they are, but you can no more reason with them than a lamppost could reason with a fish. Different worlds, different realities. Can't let them in, Major. Just can't.
I'll destroy the equipment.
Good. Good. Now I... Oh, dear.
Charles.
Oh, dear, Barbara. I wish I'd met you a long time ago. I wish I'd done it all different.
Charles? Charles? Oh, dear. Oh, my dear. Oh, my...
Grandpa, what do we do?
I don't know. We have to call Sam.
Should we destroy the equipment, like he said? Grandpa?
I'm thinking.
Every time we travel to another dimension, it ends in trouble.
Yes, but the trouble is getting smaller and smaller each time.
You can't be...
I'm not going to pass up the chance to explore other realities on the word of a murderer. At least not without thinking it through first.
Okay.
I caught you kids, necking and smoking dope in my ice house. I told you, no more. Now, step out from behind those trees and come real slow. You hear me? Come out and show yourself.
I will come out, but I do not think you will like what you see.
Oh, I'll be the judge of that. Come out here. Oh, criminy. No, no. Oh, no!
This has been Radio Icebox, Season 2, Episode 11, Blindfolds and Sad Farewells, featuring Ayla McIntosh as Abby, Cody Boyer as Cody, Jeffrey Adams played JJ, Tom Bement was Major Rideau, Victoria Olson played Barb, and Justin Kapla played both Mr. Rogers and the Ringmaster. Our play this evening was The Trial of W.W. Butler by Jeffrey Adams, inspired by a true story, originally recorded live by the Icebox Radio Theater in 2011. The cast featured Tom Bement as Ed, Karen Schickel played Amelia, Jim Yunt was Pat, and Jaslyn Sumner played Becky. Additional voices provided by the talented cast. Music was created and performed by Myron Howerlick. Some sound effects for this episode of Radio Icebox from the Freesound Project at freesound.org. A complete list of music and sound effect credits is available at iceboxradio.org/credits. The Radio Icebox Playhouse theme is Monkeys Spinning Monkeys by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Radio Icebox Season 2 is made possible in part by the voters of Minnesota through a grant from the Arrowhead Regional Arts Council, thanks to appropriations from the Minnesota State Legislature's General and Arts and Cultural Heritage Funds.